They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've heard here and elsewhere about the local economic boost that political conventions are said to bring with them. It was true in Tampa with the GOP, and it's true as the Democrats have their confab in Charlotte this week as well. Although some of the most interesting job opportunities are somewhat unconventional, as Youth Radio's Sarah Quevedo reports.
What's up? Oh, my goodness. You look like you're famished. Please come down to Rock Bottom and grab something to eat.
24-year-old Chris Miller and a colleague are dressed in all black and baking in the 90-degree midday heat. They're handing out coupons for a nearby restaurant where they wait tables.
We have beer-themed food and beer-themed beer.
How much are you guys making?
Right now, we're making $2.13 an hour.
For $2.13 an hour without tips, this guy genuinely seems to be loving life.
Oh, beautiful.
So much so that he decided to sing a theme-appropriate song.
Skies for amber waves of gray.
Not 10 steps away, Trey Randleman is hawking shiny buttons with a very familiar face on them. It's this guy that a lot of people at the DNC seem to like. Okay, yeah, it's Obama. And he's looking pretty good on these pins.
Yeah, got him looking kind of sexy there.
That's my favorite, too. Besides the one where he's dressed like a Jedi warrior.
They're 1 for $5 and 3 for $10, so we've been doing pretty good today. You know, wherever the crowds are, you can pretty much get a sale, so that's what we're doing.
Randleman says 85% of the proceeds go to a food pantry, and she gets the other 15%. $5 adds up quickly. She can take home $150 to $200 a day.
We're just trying to make enough money to eat off the dollar menu today.
That's 17-year-old Mikey Stewart. He plays harmonica along with 16-year-old Thomas Watts on guitar. Together, they are
the Elaborate Door Retrievers.
They're sitting against a wall with the classic Starving Musician's guitar case open in front of them.
So what do you got in there?
$6.87. We don't even need to eat on the dollar menu now.
Now we can get somewhere fancy. Take you out somewhere nice.
Maybe we can afford Chick-fil-A.
And just when they thought their day had been made, a special guest showed up.
Let's try to play a song for Jesse Jackson.
All right, let's do that.
All right. Jesse, this song's dedicated for you.
There's only one act in Charlotte this week, but opportunists like the Elaborate Door Retrievers are hoping the spotlight shifts enough in their direction that they can make a little cash. In Charlotte, I'm Sarah Quevedo for Marketplace.
Sarah's story came to us courtesy of Youth Radio and its new Options Desk. Those are stories about how young adults can find a job.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.